Bow Valley. The mask mandate on Rome public transit buses in the Bow Valley has been lifted to fall in line with the Alberta government's end to public health restrictions associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. Effective June 15, Alberta moved to Step 3, the final step in its plans to ease public health measures, which included lifting mandatory masking on public transit and ending mandatory isolation. Martin Bean, the Chief Administrative Officer for Bow Valley Regional Transit Services Commission, BVRTSC, said the commission is following the provincial direction. He said plexiglass shields for preventative protection of drivers and enhanced cleaning protocols are still in place. We have removed the requirement for masks on our buses, but we are continuing to make them available if people choose to wear a mask and don't have one, he said. We're following the province's ruling at this point and not putting our drivers in a position where they're trying to enforce something that is not a law. According to the province, the rate of new hospitalizations of people with COVID-19 has been declining since the peak of the Omicron wave on April 26, when there were 20.7 new admissions per day per million population. As of June 9, the weekly average of new hospitalizations rate was 6.6 per day per million population. While no longer mandatory, isolation will remain recommended for those with symptoms or a positive COVID-19 test. Masking and any other measures to protect patients in Alberta health services and contracted health facilities will remain in place through OZ policy as required for infection prevention and control. Provincial health orders in continuing care will be rescinded by June 30, but some measures in continuing care settings will remain in place through standards and policy. This includes maintaining practices like isolation of symptomatic residents, outbreak protocols and masking. Provincial health experts say work is underway to prepare for the fall and winter respiratory virus season. This includes maintaining surveillance and testing programs and preparing to expand acute care surge capacity. Dr. Dina Hinshaw, the province's chief medical officer of health, said learning to live with COVID-19 does not mean forgetting about it. As we bring COVID-19 management in line with other respiratory diseases, it will continue to be vital that we receive our primary vaccine series and any additional booster doses we are eligible for, and continue good habits like washing our hands regularly and avoiding being around others if we feel sick, she said. Vaccines are still available across the province on a walk-in basis. Appointments are also available through the Alberta Vaccine Booking System or by calling 811 or a participating pharmacy. The province also continues to provide rapid tests at no cost. To find a location, visit alberta.ca/covidrapidtests. An Alberta healthcare card is not required to pick up a rapid test kit.